Saturday night was the fourth night of Hanukkah, and Philadelphia's Jewish community marked some major history by lighting a public menorah for the 50th year. KYW's Nigel Thompson was there for the occasion and the car parade that preceded it.
The rain was constant, but the car parade down JFK Boulevard, around City Hall, and out Market Street to the lawn of Independence Mall went off without a hitch.
Happy Hanukkah! Happy Hanukkah!
I get goosebumps, I'm telling you. As soon as I hear that they turned around City Hall, I'm like a kid. I'm jumping up and down. I can't wait till that stream of cars comes down.
Lois Yampolsky has never been in the annual Hanukkah parade, but has attended it since she first started working for the Philadelphia Lubavitcher Center in Northeast Philly back in the 80s.
It didn't matter if it was raining. I've done this in snow and ice. It's just a symbol of freedom, and we're better to start this in 1974 in front of the Liberty Bell.
Back then, it was five rabbis led by Rabbi Abraham Shemtov that lit a small public menorah in front of Independence Hall. In 2024, there were hundreds gathered on the lawn outside Independence Hall to watch a towering menorah be lit for all to see. Among them was Abrielle First, attending her sixth parade.
I love how many people come together to be part of the celebration together and show the world, like, this is who we are, and it doesn't matter if it's raining or whatever, it's like, we're here and we're dancing together, and like, that's my favorite thing from all of us.
In Old City, I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.